Game on.
Gaelic football.
Now, so we're at the business end of the Allianz Football League. The semi-final fixtures have been announced. Kerry versus Tyrone in Killarney at 5 p.m. Dublin and Donegal in Kingspan Breffni Park at 7 p.m. both on Saturday. And then in the Division 1 regulation playoffs, Armagh versus Roscommon in Armagh at 3 p.m. and Monaghan versus Galway in Clonus at 3:45 on Sunday. So to have a look back at the weekend's action and also see how these games will play out, we are joined by former All-Ireland winner with Armagh, Aidan O'Rourke. Aidan, how are you?
Good, Marie. Good evening.
Thanks very much for joining us on such a sunny evening. I'm sure there's plenty of other things you'd like to be doing and probably will be doing later. But we did have another feast of attacking, entertaining football, especially in Division 1 North, although it is prevalent around the country. Aidan, why are we getting such competitive, good, entertaining football?
Yeah, I've had the pleasure of being at each of the Division 1 North rounds of games, and they really have been very entertaining. The weekend past probably was the highlight of all of that. Two great games that played out in two draws. The reasoning for it, I suppose, there's variables in all of that depending on which teams you're looking at in particular, but there certainly is a feeling that these league games, whilst valuable for development and getting ready for championship, and nobody wants to be relegated and everybody would rather win games than lose them, there has been a safety net underneath everybody throughout all of these campaigns. So you could lose every game, get kicked out the gate in all three, and you still have a playoff to target and make sure you peak four to ensure survival or whatever. So the handcuffs were off a little bit with all of that, allowed teams to have a look at some things. It seems that most teams have looked at their attacking patterns and how they're going to apply themselves in that area of the field come the championship. And I think that's all added up to very, very entertaining games. We may not necessarily see that when we get to winner-takes-all knockout championship games.
Well, I'm going to be optimistic about it anyway, because the more comfortable these footballers are with these attacking patterns, then the hope is that they will stick with them when championship and knockout football comes around. Let's start with your own Armagh, who drew with Donegal, and another entertaining game. I mean, we were spoiled for them, but this one in particular was really good. And just in terms of Armagh and the development that they're making, I think it's fair to say, Aidan, that they're going to be a serious threat in Ulster. But how far past that can we look with this Armagh team? Can we put them in a conversation where they are All-Ireland contenders, or is it too early in their development?
No, I mean, Ulster title would be a superb achievement this year. They've built very steadily. Different aspects of the team have come together over 3-4 years, and they're definitely Division 1 material now and competing very well. Very, very unlucky to be in a relegation playoff. You know, the last few minutes of both games had it gone in the other direction, they conceivably could have been top of Division 1 North. But, there's a lot of buoyancy, a lot of optimism around Armagh, around this team. They're very good to watch. But nobody's under any illusions that we're about to be kicking down the door and demanding a showdown with Dublin and Kerry. Certainly, we expect them to be competitive at this stage with anyone. But I suppose the acid test last year, after a good year of progress, was Donegal in the Ulster Championship, and the lads didn't get it done. So they're a year further on. They've had a half a Division 1 campaign under their belt. So we'd like to think there'll be another step further on, but the acid test again this year will be Ulster Championship.
Okay, well, I think it is a fair call to say that they're probably not at the Kerry and Dublin level, but they do have a Kerry man in there, Kieran Donaghy, who seems from the outset anyway to be making an impact when you look at their attacking play and that forward unit. I mean, there are injuries, but still they are coming together nicely.
They are, and the panel is quite talented from when you have the ball. You know, there's from middle third up, they've lots of options, no shortage of people to come off the bench and make a difference. So that aspect of the game is and has been really strong. And certainly Kieran's very popular since he came in and the players have really taken to him and he's having an impact. But the concerns are at the other end. You know, we use the word we, I suppose, still an Armagh man. We're conceding too many scores. We give up goal chances too easily. And there'd be nobody more aware of all of that than all of the Kearns in the setup. I think there's four of them coaching, including the manager, and the fans themselves. You know, we'd love to think that we're on the precipice of something outstanding, and Gavin probably showed last year that on Tipperary that that's possible, but we're not there yet.
Yeah, well, you do have the right Kieran and Kieran McGeaney anyway to shore up that defence. And a lot of the things there that you were saying about that Armagh defence were things that were being said about Donegal from the week before, and not just conceding goals, but also conceding quite a lot of goal chances. But they have shored things up there, so they have shown that it can be done.
Yeah, probably steady improvement this week from last week. I couldn't imagine that the video sessions during the week post-Monaghan game could have been good viewing for any of the players who operated in that defensive half of the field. I mean, some of the stuff was cringeworthy. They must have watched the video through their fingers. But they're better than that. They had a real challenge this week. No Michael Murphy. People saying that they couldn't perform without Murphy. And they were in a bit of a hole in the first half in the Athletic Grounds at the weekend. So came back really strongly, did really well to dig out a draw, and probably could have won the game in the end. I still think the jury's out a wee bit with Donegal. When you look at the array of talent they have across the squad, it's funny saying that, given that they've ended up top in the section. But I still think there are a lot of questions about them generally as we head into the business end of the championship now.
Now, Aidan, Tyrone are a team that are getting quite a lot of plaudits for their attacking style of football. They're trying something new. Have you been impressed with them so far?
Yeah, certainly the way they started the National League, there was a statement in their first outing against Donegal, and this, a sending off early in the second half probably took away their opportunity to see that through. They definitely want to kick the ball early and long into their forward line, and initially they were looking to press teams very high up the pitch and dispossess. Over the journey of three games, has probably been tempered a wee bit. At the weekend, they very deliberately set up with a sweeper. Frank Burns was in that role, and other players doubled it up at times as well. So they were a bit more pragmatic, but the desire to kick and was still there, and Darren McCurry was a real bright spark in terms of his performance at the weekend. So Tyrone are obviously, I don't think anybody from Tyrone would argue otherwise, they're obviously a work in progress, but their starting platform is pretty strong. You know, they've some really quality players, particularly in attack, and if they get the right combination of kicking the ball and mounting it, they could be really dangerous this summer.
Yeah, McCurry, Canavan, McKenna throwing Bradley McShane, and that is a serious threat. Monaghan, though, seem to handle them quite well. They've been sticky as well, and when you look at what Banty has done, he seems to have used the league really well and brought in quite a lot of new players. You see McMenamin, Lavelle, O'Hanlon, Mulligan, Bannigan, Jones. It's been fruitful for him for unearthing these players.
No question. I have to say, at the outside of the league, I was wondering, would Monaghan be able to cope given the transition in the team and how many young players were coming in together? But they really had a watershed in Ballybuffet against Donegal, where those young players really ripped Donegal apart. And what's really eye-catching about them when they get going, and we did see that in the second half against Tyrone at the weekend, is the pace and movement of those guys. They move the ball really well. They pierce holes. They're very difficult to tie down, and they have scoring ability from all quarters. You know, it's no longer Conor McManus relied upon to get the bulk of the scores. They're chipping in from all over. And, okay, they're going to be a wee bit inexperienced this year. It could be a huge ask for them to be winning provincial titles and pushing on. But they're not a million miles away, and if one or two things went well for them over the next couple of weeks, they could also be in the mix Ulster Championship wise. And really and truly, this Ulster Championship is wide open at the moment.
Yeah, it really is. It's always one to look forward to. Dublin as well are rotating players, and we're seeing a lot of new ones coming in, like Pádraig Coffey-Byrne, Tom Lahiff, Sean McMahon, Baskell. They're giving lads a go in there, but the issue that they'll probably have down the line is that they're all starting to make an impact, so it's going to be difficult for them to try and for Desi to try and get a starting 15 and keep everybody happy.
Yeah, a couple of question marks over Dublin. I mean, they're ticking along nicely and playing in the usual way, and you expect them to steamroll over everyone. There have been signs that, you know, they're not quite where they were last year. you know, and that's probably down to the rotation. The relationships on the field don't seem to be as seamless as normal. And I think Desi is probably going to have to settle pretty quickly on what his best starting 15 is. And as you say, he has an array of options. There are players with different skill sets and attributes that can all add to what they do. But by the time they get to All-Ireland semi-final stage, they need to have a very clear understanding of who's in form and what their best 15 looks like.
Yeah, well, there's certainly Kieran Kilkenny and Conor Callaghan and Cormac Costa look like they will be in that best 15, just given their form of late. We're talking as well about how teams are altering their defence after being shown up in previous games. And Galway are definitely a team that seem to have learned quite a bit from the Kerry game. They were a lot more defensive against Galway. But after all of that, then, Pádraig Joyce wasn't happy, and not with his team, but the fact that Monaghan are going to get home advantage when they go and play against Galway in that relegation playoff. Does he have a point?
No, he doesn't. I mean, the teams that transgressed during lockdown and trained or broke the rules have been punished. They lost their home fixtures already, so the results and league tables that we see currently, the loss of those games are a factor in all of that. So I don't know how many times we're supposed to punish a team for a transgression. I mean, next year when the draw is made for the provincial championships, can you put your hand up and say, but those teams broke the rules last year? I mean, the rules are clear at the outset. Listen, I don't agree with how they've decided on home venue anyway. The team that finished highest in their section should have had home advantage, if you ask me. But the transgressions during lockdown are a red herring for me and all of that.
So you wrote in your column this week about the attacking flair and how it has been quite evident in the league so far, but you expect the defensive skills to come to the fore when championship does come around. But when you are looking at the attacks that you've seen so far, and some of them have been really impressive, would you say that Kerry have the form attacking play at the moment?
Certainly. I mean, Kerry's the array of attack and quality that Kerry have, it's almost an embarrassment of riches. If you slate a Kerry game for TV, people will set that out as a game they want to see. Clifford O'Shea, Clifford number two now at this stage. I mean, it's from midfield up, even their half back line. Gavin White's really exciting player as well. I mean, they have brilliant footballers all over the pitch, but that was the case 12 months ago also. When we got to the end of the National League last year, Kerry were blowing teams away, playing superb football. And then when we get around to the more pragmatic performance, results-driven games of the Championship, they didn't quite get it done. And those question marks last year remain around how they defend, how they break down teams that sit in and make it really difficult for them to get scores. And we're in exactly the same place this year. Now, that's not to say they don't have the answers when the questions are coming in 2021, but they didn't have them in 2020.
And what about Roscommon? Look, I think that it's fair to say they've been quite competitive towards the closing stages of games, but they need to keep having these quality games. They're getting them now at the top division, but what's the point if they go back down again?
Totally, and they'll be very conscious of that. I think Roscommon will be in a better position for the championship this year from having been in Division 1, as Armagh will, and I think Mayo, on the flip side of that, even though they're going really well in Division 2, their performance levels will be lower because they were in Division 2 and the opposition that they've met has not been pushed them as hard. So Roscommon will know the value and importance of staying in Division 1 and getting a full campaign next year with a view to trying to keep climbing that cliff edge to try and get towards where the top divisions are. There is no substitute for being in the top division, in my opinion. Those 7 games that you can get in a normal year are the perfect preparation for championship. And our man Roscommon both did really well to get to Division 1 last year, deservedly there on merit, but one of them are going to be back in Division 2 next year.
Okay, so call the 4 games for us before we let you go, Aidan. So Kerry and Tyrone.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I think Tyrone will have a real pep to their step, but I think this is the major game that Kerry need to target for performing, to know they're going in the right direction for the championship. So it's a Kerry win for me in that one.
Donegal, Dublin.
I have a sneaking suspicion Donegal will get it done. Even if Michael Murphy isn't ready to go, I think at some stage they have to step up and produce a performance against one of the top teams, which they haven't done in recent years, even though they've had the potential. So I think Donegal, given that Dublin possibly aren't right there yet in terms of their championship levels.
Armagh, Roscommon?
Have to say Armagh or move house.
And Monaghan, Galway?
Yeah, I think Monaghan probably have just enough energy and pace in that revamped forward line. And I think Galway, even though they had a really good performance at the weekend, I think they're probably going to be surprised with where Monaghan are at the moment and could struggle to contain them.
Okay, we will be looking at those games in depth later in the week. But for now, Aidan O'Rourke, thanks so much for joining us.
Game on. Gaelic football.